How to speak of Christ with someone seeking freedom from suffering. In this video, we are practicing how to speak of Christ with someone who is seeking freedom from suffering. This may be one of the most tender comparative religion ministry conversations. A person shaped by Buddhist ideas may not begin with questions about guilt, forgiveness, or heaven. They may begin with suffering. They may say, "Life is pain," or "Desire only leads to disappointment," or "I am trying to let go," or "I do not want to cling to anything anymore. Do not rush past that pain." A faithful Christian response begins with presence. You might say, "That sounds like you have carried a lot. I am grateful you trusted me enough to say that." Then listen. Ask permission before going deeper. You might say, "Would it be okay if I asked what kind of suffering has shaped that belief for you?" Or, "When you say you want freedom from desire, are you hoping for peace, protection, healing, or something else?" These questions help the person feel seen, not studied. Then, when appropriate, build a gospel bridge. One bridge is the seriousness of suffering. Christianity does not deny suffering. Jesus entered it. He did not remain distant from human pain. He took on flesh. He wept at a grave. He was betrayed, wounded, crucified, and buried. Another bridge is compassion. Jesus is not merely an example of compassion. He is compassion in action. He touched lepers, welcomed sinners, noticed the grieving, restored the ashamed, and gave himself for the world. Another bridge is desire. Christianity does not teach that all desire must be extinguished. It teaches that desire must be redeemed, reordered, and healed. We were created to desire God, love our neighbors, seek righteousness, and live in communion. Another bridge is hope. The final Christian hope is not escape from embodied existence. It is resurrection, new creation, restored love, and life with God. You might say, "I hear your desire for freedom from suffering. As a Christian, I believe Jesus does not stand outside suffering and give advice from a distance. He enters suffering, carries sin and sorrow, and opens the way to resurrection life." Then stop. Let the person respond. Do not pressure a decision in a vulnerable moment. Do not force prayer. Do not turn pain into a sermon. You can ask, "Would you like me to share a short scripture about Jesus and suffering?" Or, "Would it be meaningful if I prayed for peace and wisdom with you?" Comparative religion ministry skills help us speak clearly without being harsh. With someone seeking freedom from suffering, our witness is this: Christ does not erase love to remove pain. He redeems love, bears suffering, conquers death, and invites us into resurrection hope.